Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. I am truly coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out here in the trees behind the house. I'm sipping some coffee, and I'm listening to Western Swing and other things. That's the way I and all you folks start the Saturday mornings off. Kicks our weekend off in a good way. Love this music, though, I really do. You know, I don't have any earth-shattering news to bring you in the outdoors today, but I do have some experiences, some things that I've done recently, and some things that I've got planned that we might talk about that you might enjoy hearing about. One of them was a fishing trip down at Lake Fork this past week. You know, it's getting hot down here in Texas and in most places right now. So old Luke does most of his outdoor activities early and late. I went down to Lake Fork and a friend of mine, Stubby Stubblefield. Stubby makes a catfish bait. It's called, guess what, Stubby's. Yeah. But it's a no-stink dough bait type of bait. Stays on the hook well, and most people down at Lake Fork use it, honestly. It's a great bait. But Stubby's a lifelong fisherman, not only for catfish, but bass and crappie and stripers, you name it. But Lake Fork down in East Texas is so full of those, what I say, are really much larger than the average channel cat. Most of the catfish down there are going to average 2.5 pounds. And it's not uncommon to catch them, you know, 5 to 8 pounds and bigger. But Lake Fork does have a healthy population of channel catfish. So all of us were 68 years old. That's kind of the interesting thing. We had an absolute ball. There was a total of 4 of us old-timers here, 68. All of us still pretty active, you know, for that age. But we got down there. One of the guys, a good friend of mine, Jerry Miller, who's just retired as mayor down there of Yantis, right there on at Lake Fork. And Chuck Roy, who's an editor that he's the editor of the Community Chronicle. And, of course, Stubby. All of us 68 years old. And we started out, that's the first time that they had ever fished with Stubby, that Chuck and Jerry had ever fished with him. But Stubby baited up a couple of holes, and we did. We fished 2 different baited holes. You may hear this jaybird in the background. He's giving us a little background music this morning. But anyway, we were fishing 2 different holes, and he baits them with range cubes. Some people use soured grain. But range cubes work really, really well to attract those catfish. We were fishing on the edge of a submerged hump, probably about, I think it was about 23 feet deep. And gosh, we started catching fish immediately after we got to the first spot there. And pretty much nonstop action. They got the hang of using the Stubby's catfish bait, the other guys. I'd fished with it a lot in the past, you know. But we had one of my many talents, and I say that tongue-in-cheek. I've got some voices that I can mimic that are funny as heck. I won't do them for you right now, but I was very good. I consider myself comical with some of these voices that I can imitate. Well, Stubby, I didn't know it, but he was a mastermind also. He also has some comical voices that he can do. We're out there, 360 or 468 year old guys, imagine this, acting like a bunch of 10 year olds. We had a ball. I started out with some of my little voices, we'll call them, and Stubby chimed right in. So about halfway through the fishing trip, that's what we were doing. Just laughing. The other guys were laughing. We were doing our, quote, voices. Well, one thing coming up this week, Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is going to come by. We're going up to Choctaw. It's called the hunting lodge for the Choctaw tribe up in Oklahoma. We're going to go up to the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, and Larry's going to be looking into filming some TV shows, and he's never been up there, but we're going to meet Mr. Travis Beans, who is the manager of the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. I'll give you a report on that next week, or maybe we can actually do one of our little shows up there. Folks, we're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke & Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.